If you could open up your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Miss Julie, it's so good to see you back this morning. I know there's still recovery and things ahead, but boy, just encouraged me so much to see you walk in this morning. We've been praying for you, and we miss you when you're not here. I know you did. Traditionally, at this time of the year, we come to this time of graduations happening. And, you know, as I think about that particular season of time, perhaps it's because I've been a teacher a lot longer now, and I'm getting closer to that season in my own household. I start to think about these things a little bit more. I've been thinking in particularly about what we're really preparing our young ones to go out into. And if you think about in 2 Timothy 3, in many ways Paul is preparing Timothy, we would say, to begin to pass the baton, to begin to prepare in a sense kind of a graduation in his walk. He's encouraging him and stepping up in that way. And in chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, "But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. Men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They're even going to hold on to a form of godliness, even though they've denied his power. They're going to enter into households and captivate those that are weak." You go down in verse 12, it says, "Indeed, all those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." When I was sharing with my wife this week what passage I was going into, she says, "You're going in the comforting for the parents route, I see." Brian and Katie, are you guys comforted in that? That's what our young ones are going out into. And it actually would begin to tell us that it's only going to go from bad to worse. But that's the direction the world's been heading. But we didn't cover the whole chapter. And if you begin to back up, he says in verse 10, he says, "You followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra." Certainly, Paul was well familiar with the difficulties that would come from walking this walk with our Savior in the midst of this world. He says, "But out of all of them, the Lord rescued me." Amen. Made me think about in Romans chapter 8, in the very beginning of there being no condemnation for those who are in Christ. I go down farther in the chapter, and I'm told that those that love God have been called according to his purpose, that we can actually trust that he's going to work all things out for good. You go to the end of the chapter, and you realize that there's no powers, there's nothing even created he'll begin to get to, can separate us from the love of God. Though the world may be moving in this direction, and there's no doubt about that. Though difficulties are inevitable, Scripture tells us there's no doubt about that. There's also no doubt about the faithfulness of our God. If, in fact, we're walking with him, those promises are for us. You go down as well and tells us in verse 13 that these things are going from bad to worse. But he says in verse 14, "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you've learned them, that from childhood you've known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." It then tells us in verse 16 that all Scripture is, that word inspired, that great word theonuptos, God breathed literally directly from him, inspired by God and profitable, that which would bring true gain into our life. For teaching or instructing in the art of life, the different things that begin to come up, that we have need of that wisdom. For reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, or we would say fitted for the very purpose in which you were created, equipped for every good work. You know, I think as well in John chapter 14, as the disciples are beginning to wrestle with this fact that Jesus is going to be going from them. And the way that he begins to comfort them is, "You're not going to be alone. I'm going to go to my Father, and he's going to send you the Helper. Verse 26 of that same chapter says that he'll even bring to mind these things that he said. He'll even bring to remembrance these things of his word. But as I read through this passage, there's no doubt what we begin to face in this world. We've all experienced different aspects of this. We've seen this. There's times which before Christ, some of these may have described our own lives. But there's also no doubt that we have one who is for us. And according to that Romans passage, if he's for us, he'll be against us. There's also no doubt that he's given us all that we need. He's equipped us. He's prepared us. He's been growing us and strengthening us. And he's given us his word so that we would not be lacking as we begin to go and face these things. Olivia, I'm going to call you up. I was thinking back, it's a long time ago now. But I remember there was a certain point we had broken off a 10 to 12 class at one point. And I just had DJ first, but then you came in not long after. And it was just the two of you and me for a little while. We had a class. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but as I was thinking back to it, I can remember back one of the very first things that you shared as a prayer request or praise, and it was about an opportunity with someone in school in sharing the gospel. And as I thought about the next 8 years after that, you survived 8 years in my classes. There should be a medal or something. We do have a Bible for you. But that was continually the desire of your heart. Different opportunities would come, whether it was leading studies, whether it was just different ones the Lord had put on your heart. That was a desire that there was no doubt that God had given you to proclaim his word and a love for his word and for him. And so with great confidence, we can send you out to begin to face these things, knowing that if you'll just keep your heart focused on him and you'll listen to his word, and it's why we give you a Bible in this time. But we believe he's equipped you in everything and he's given you his word. And so we know there's scary things out there, but we know who has the victory. And we believe your trust has been in him, and getting to watch you grow up in all of this has been, it's been an honor.
Thank you.
And I won't make you stand up here. But, there's a lot of things that we would go, I wish I could prepare somebody for this, prepare them for that. You put somebody's hand in Christ, those that we care about, and you know without a shadow of a doubt they're never going to be alone. They're never going to face these decisions alone. And any time that through the years we've just put our eyes on him and we've done what we do for him, we've never been disappointed. And so there's no greater encouragement we could give you than that. And we're praying for you. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the gift of your word, your steadfastness and your love for us, Lord, and that you don't begin to send us out into these things that we face in this world unequipped, unprepared. You've given us your word, breathed right from you. And you also breathe the spirit of your son into us when we come to this relationship with him. And you comfort us in the way of telling us that though we're going to face these things, we don't do it without you. And Lord, you know just how to comfort us in these things. So we do pray for this season, for Olivia, for the different ones as they begin to reach this point of growing up and beginning to own the decisions that they make and beginning to walk these things with you. Lord, we have a confidence in who you are, both sure and steadfast. We give you thanks and praise today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.